This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. We discussed yesterday that according to the majority of the scholars, the Jannah wherein Adam alayhi salatu wa salam resided was the Jannah. The Jannah mentioned in Quran, the Jannah which we all aspire to and aspire for. Although there are other opinions that it could have been a piece of garden earth here on planet earth, or it could have been another Jannah specifically and specially created for Adam and Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam. Then we also mentioned that Iblis had deceived them. He took a false oath. He told them that if they ate from the tree, they would get an eternal life in Jannah, or they would become angels. And if you look at the words of the Quran, you could see that it was not intentional. Allah used words like فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورِ, Iblis deceived them. فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ, Iblis made them slip. And فَنَسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا, that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam forgot. There was no intentional kind of resolute decision from his side to break the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, taking the discussion further, and we concluded on that point, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are ma'asoom. They do not sin, they cannot sin, because they have to be role models for others. However, as humans, from time to time, they can err, they can slip, they can commit an error, but not a sin. They would not intentionally break the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, the next question, in terms of taking the discussion further, is where did Adam and Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam land when they come to planet earth? Now, there's one important principle that we must understand here, that if the Sharia has not said something definitively, then we cannot give a definitive answer to these questions. So the Quran does not say where Adam alayhi salam landed and where Hawa radiallahu anha landed. Allah just said that they were told, ihbitu minha jami'a, all of you out. Adam, Hawa, and obviously Iblis had already been rejected prior to that. And this was the decree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's this interesting discussion that took place between Adam alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam on one occasion. So Musa alayhi salam, now we must understand, there was no disrespect here, because this is now between fraternal brothers. This is one Nabi speaking to another. So Musa alayhi salam said to Adam alayhi salam, because of you, we came out of Jannah and we ended up on earth. So Adam alayhi salam said, what must I do? Allah had decreed for that to happen so that insan could come on earth. It was all part of the divine plan of Allah so that man could come and live on earth. So Allah just says they were removed from Jannah. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is mentioned, Adam alayhi salam was created on a Friday. He was born on a Friday. He entered Jannah in a Friday and he was removed from Jannah on a Friday as well. But there are some narrations as to where they came. Some narrations say Adam alayhi salam landed in Greater India. I think they say there's a specific spot in Sri Lanka, and that is where they even got a footprint. Wallahu alam. And Hawa radiallahu anha landed in Jeddah when they came down from earth, I mean from the heavens. And they didn't see each other for a very long time, and they were very regretful, very remorseful, because they realized that they slipped up and they made a mistake. And they were seeking each other until they found each other where? On the plains of Arafah. That's how Arafah got its name, meaning to recognize. They recognized one another, they found each other once again. But all the while, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was making dua. He was making dua. He was repenting. He was repenting. He was begging Allah for forgiveness, but he was getting no response. No response. According to a narration of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, until one day he said that, oh Allah, I ask you by the right of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to forgive me. And then he got a response, and Allah said, oh Adam, how do you know about Muhammad if I have not created him yet? So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Allah, I don't know him or much about him, but I know this much, that when you gave me life, the first gaze of mine fell onto your throne, and I saw written and inscribed on your throne, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And automatically it dawned upon me that if you put someone from your creation's name right next to your own name, then there can be none in the entire creation more dear to you than him. So I don't know much about him, but I know this much, that his name is written right next to your name on the arsh and the throne. So I'm asking, O Allah, by virtue of his closeness to you, forgive me. And that is when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam the words of Tawbah, which we recited last night in the Taraweeh Salah. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. That, oh Allah, we have greatly oppressed ourselves. Adam alayhi salam made a mistake. It was not even a sin. But look at the words of humility. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have greatly oppressed ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. If you don't forgive us. وَتَرْحَمْنَا. If you don't have mercy on us. لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then definitely we are from the losers. Because if we knock on your door of forgiveness, and if you don't open, there is no door besides your door that we can knock on seeking forgiveness. And when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah with these words, when he repented to Allah with these words, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgave him for his mistake and for his error. The scholars beautifully say that look at Iblis. He intentionally, blatantly, arrogantly broke the command of Allah when Allah told him to prostrate. Yet, when he was given repeated opportunity to repent, he did not repent. Rather, he asked Allah, grant me a long life up to Qiyamah so that I can play out my plan of action against the son of Adam. But look at Adam alayhi salam. He did not commit a mistake. It was an error. He was deceived. He forgot. He made a mistake. But look at the humility. Look at the words. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have greatly oppressed ourselves. That's why even in Salah, one of the du'as that you read right at the end, اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا. Even though you're performing Salah, there's a great incident behind this. One day Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, what must I read at the end of my Salah? And the Nabi of Allah taught him this du'a, اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا. Now this was Abu Bakr, the greatest Muslim after the Anbiya, reading Salah, which is the greatest act of ibadah. Where? In Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Behind whom? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you get a greater Salah than that? Yet the Nabi of Allah is saying, oh Abu Bakr, at the end of your Salah say, oh Allah, I have greatly oppressed myself. Forgive me. Why? Because we can never fulfill your right. Even though it's Abu Bakr performing Salah in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, behind Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, we can never fulfill your right. So we must always be humble, always seeking forgiveness for the wrong that we do, and also seeking forgiveness for the deficiency in the right that we do. Even in our ibadah and even in our acts of worship, there's always shortcomings, either in sincerity or in execution or in some way or the other. So the humility of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will ensure that he will be returned back to Jannah. And the lesson for us to learn, kullu bani Adam khatta'un. Every son of Adam will make a mistake, will sin. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. But the best of sinners are those who constantly repent to Allah. Just a few points of interest. The scholars say that when Adam and Hawa came down from the heavens, they brought the Hajr Aswad with them. Also, the first food that was given to Adam alayhi salam was wheat. And then he was taught how to plant it and how to farm it. And he had to start working now. So it was a different situation altogether as compared to Jannah, where there was just relaxation and enjoyment. Now he had to plant and he do everything to be able to produce the crops. The first clothing that they wore on earth was from the wool of sheep. And then they started to have children. And the children used to be born in sets of twins. One boy and one girl at a time. So the first birth would be a boy and a girl. And the next birth would be a boy and a girl. And how the progeny continued thereafter was, the boy from the one set would marry the girl from the other set. And that's how the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam started to multiply. We leave it there for today, inshallah. In the future, we'll continue. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.